In this scripture passage, Jesus is instructing his disciples and trying to instill a trust and confidence in them against persecutions. Jesus instructed the 12 as follows: "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Fear him rather who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Can you not buy 2 sparrows for a penny? And yet not one falls to the ground without your Father knowing. Why? Every hair on your head has been counted. So there is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows." When we are living in a city like Rome, the present seat of Christianity, where the blood of the great apostles Peter and Paul flowed to water the blooming of Christianity, the words of Jesus in today's gospel acquire great significance. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. It is not as if the soul is more important than the body. We might resist such interpretations, which are blatantly Platonic. Unfortunately, such one-sided interpretations have distorted the glory of martyrdom, as if one is ready to throw the body in order to save the soul. Rather, it is the whole integral person, body and soul, that suffers martyrdom. It is only when we consider the body as important as the soul that one fully appreciates the suffering of martyrs. The Apostle Saint Peter was crucified head down. The Apostle Saint Paul was beheaded with the sword. Each of them became a martyr in the year 67 AD at the hands of the Emperor Nero. Their physical sufferings might have been unimaginable. Each of them was exposed to many persecutions too. Saint Peter was persecuted together with the rest of the apostles at the beginning of Christianity. They arrested them, then they let them go. They conferred among themselves to kill them. Were it not for the intervention of the law teacher Gamaliel, they scourged them and said and commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Saint Peter suffered scourging for Christ, and he was imprisoned. Herod arrested him to please the Jews, and he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 scores of soldiers to guard him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. But the angel of the Lord delivered Peter that night and brought him out of prison. As for Paul, numerous are the persecutions which happened to him and to his companions in the ministry. Paul speaks about this: "But in all things we commend ourselves as servants of God, in much endurance, in tribulations, in needs, in distress, in beatings, in imprisonments, in labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body. St. Paul gives in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 a summary of his sufferings. He said, "In labors more abundant, in beatings above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. In perils of the Gentiles. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness and toil. In sleeplessness often. In hunger and thirst. In fastings often. In cold and nakedness." Apart from Peter and Paul, from the second half of the first century till the early fourth century, many Christians were convicted and executed in Rome, in an area near the Colosseum. And persecutions against Christians have been continued in one form or another in the last 2000 years. Think of today's Christian martyrs in countries such as Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Sudan, Pakistan, Malaysia, and so on. Christ's words in today's gospel are great support and consolation to them. "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." Taking these words of Christ to heart, let us go forth courageously in being a shining witness for Christ in our world today. Amen.